The Gemara is talking about that you shouldn't have a terrible temper, and at home you shouldn't be too intimidating, because then terrible things can happen, like the story of Pelegish Begiva, which caused a civil war and thousands of people were killed because the husband of the concubine had a fit because there was a fly or a hair in the food. The Gemara says, even if you don't know about it, it's common sense. And why the Gemara brings down that it's common sense? Because yesterday the Gemara says the true criteria for a good Rav is not someone who knows all the halachas. It's someone who has common sense. And in his mind, even though he never learned it, he can figure out what it is. But halach is that you have to know. If he doesn't know, he doesn't know. So he'll learn more. It doesn't make him less qualified. So he's saying, yeah, even though I never heard this halacha, common sense tells me that you should remind everybody, when you talk to them, you should talk to people calmly and suavely and not dictate and bark and so on and so forth. Amar Abu Rabu, three lines at the top. Amar Abu Rabu said, always, al yatil adam ema yisei the base. Don't instill too much fear in your house. Chari adam gadol hitil ema yisei the base. Was a great man who intimidated his family. Bechilu davar gadol, and they ate. They gave him to eat a terrible thing. They got so skinned, they wasn't ready, so they gave him something else. What story? Umanoi Rab Chanina ben Gamliel. The story is Rab Chanina ben Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Hechilu sagdat. You think it's possible that they gave him to eat even in a chay? Hashto behemten shalte. We had the Gemara Cholim. The behemah of a pichas ben Yair would not stray into fields that don't belong to them. Hashto behemten. Oh, they need food. It wasn't mice. Tzadikim. Ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodim. They bishem. Make sure that they don't stumble. Tzadiki matzmal koshkin, surely the tzadik himself, that he should end up eating something which is not kosher. Ella, what happened was bichu lahachil davar gadol. They wanted to feed him something which wasn't kosher. What happened was that they prepared all this food and it got lost. They shecht an animal and they wanted to prepare a certain limb and it got lost. So they went to a living animal and cut the limb off, and they wanted to feed him. The limb of the chai, the last minute, he didn't end up eating it. But why did they do it? Because they're so scared. They were scared to tell him. Tesis already says that this rule of that a tzaddik is not nichshol, we're only talking about when it comes to eating. Where the thing itself is usher, so the tzaddik is protected. But if it's not to do with eating, or even eating, for example, a meimad who ate before Havdalah, there the isser is not the food, the isser is the time, the isser and the gavra. Isser and the gavra, they don't usher. We had yesterday's Gemara that they forgot to cook for Shabbos. They were on Shabbos, b'mechal Shabbos, to light the hot water. Forgot to not water. They were scared. What's the husband or the father going to do? He find they didn't prepare hot water. Or the chal. That's what happens. Yeah. Even in the chai, says Rashi, shenevad mehemet gemardo. Shenevad mehemet the tap Rashi. Shenevad mehemet chai nashchut. They lost the eved from the yishachten. They ate musay. They were scared of him. Chotchu avodav eved in the chai. His servants cut off a limb from a living animal. The heviya tachtov, and they brought it in his place. Shelo yavin, he shouldn't understand. Says the gemara, Sholach leimar ukvil rabbelozer. We're talking about the whole gemara here about sirtut, and when you write a pasuk, three words or four words, you have to make sure you etch a line in the paper, or you write it even on paper. You write a line, and sometimes with a pencil, so that you can write the covered thing. Teisa says, when does this apply? Only when you want to learn a halacha. But if you're writing it to be whimsical, or you're writing it to be poetic, you don't have to make the straight line. Another alternative is Yerushalmi says that if you want to quote a pasuk, you don't have a straight line, change the words in the pasuk around. Don't write the pasuk exactly the way it says. So Marukva sent the letter to Rabbi Lazar. People are standing above me. Uviyadi lemamzer macha. They give me a hard time. I can masa to the king about them. Mao, what's the din? Sirtit. Now, why does Gemara come in here? Because we're talking about when you write a pasuk for halacha, you're masartit. You're etching in the paper. The kosle and the quoted. He wrote back to him. Rabbi Lazar wrote back to Marukva the following pasuk. Amarti. I say eshmra drachei. I will watch my ways. Mechatoy b'sheini from sinning with my tongue. Eshmer lefiyah, I'll guard my mouth, mechasayim with a muzzle, but I'd rush and negdi, even though Russia is against me. In other words, I am not going to masa. In other words, the machlekes here is, if somebody, the halach is, if somebody's beating you up and you're scared that he was going to beat other people as well, you're allowed to masa. Because you're not mastering to punish him, you're masa to prevent him from further. But if he's only abusing you with his mouth and degrading you, you're not allowed to maser. It's the worst thing to maser on another Jew. So Marukva thought that he can't take the insults, that this is already, I can use this as an excuse to go maser because he's insulting me all the time and may insult other people as well. And Abloda says, no, insulting is not, when it comes to pee, you know, you can't do it. If he beats you with a stick or something else. So Afa Pisha Rosha Negdi Eshmer Lefi Machsanim, I am not going to go ahead, I'm going to muzzle my mouth. Says Rashi, Ha'imdim Olai Lechare for the God, they only insulted me and shamed me, but Yodi Lemaisen, Koyach Biyodi Lehachim Lem, I know information about them that I can go to master the tax department or whatever. Le Negdi Merivoni Umakriteni, they argued me and they taunt me. Says Gimara Baiter, Sholach Lei, so he wrote back another letter, because Tali Tuva, I understand if just I'm insulting you, you can't do anything, but they insult me so much that to me it's like hitting with a stick. It hurts me more than if you hit me with a stick. Maybe that's a good excuse. I can no longer take it. Shalach Lei, he said another pasuk. And the pasuk is, Doim la Hashem. Doim la Hashem. Be quiet to the Eibush. And hope for him. So we're teaching. Doim la Hashem. You be quiet to the Eibush. In other words, don't say anything. But who? And you daven to the Eibush. But who? Yapil chalon chalon. He'll take care of you. How? What do you mean, Doim? Hashkein vahare valeyan. Go wake up in the morning first. Be the first one to shul to daven. According to some means to daven. And vahara valein. And you be the last one to shul to leave the daven. And another version is lebeis hamedrash to learn Torah. Vahain kolim malein. You be the first and last in yeshiva to learn. They will all pass out. Hadover yotze b'hivir ablazah. Ablazah translated the pasuk this way. V'nasnu l'gneva b'koyla. Gneva, the guy you antagonized. The marukva was chained and taken away. Why did that happen? Only because Ablazah darshened the pasuk this way. Now, interesting, the first time he sent him a letter, he underlined the paper. The second time, he didn't underline the paper. So, what's pshat? Why not? So, some say, the Gemara already said before, you don't have to say it again. Some say that's what bothered Tosis. That Tosis says that the word doim, he's darshening, like a drosha, doim means when the sun rises and the sun sets. Even though we actually, what do you call it? The pasuk itself doesn't mean that. So it's more like being poetic. And poetic, we learned before, you don't have to mimisar to it. Says the Gemara Baiter. Sorry, Rashi. Gneva hoyochelov. He was the guy antagonizing him. Koyler shal shelish a basil metal chain. Shenoisin sham hamuchtovim lemachlerega. He was sentenced to the gallows. So Gemara Baiter says we're talking about writing halachas. And you underline it. We'll ask another halacha. Shalachlu l'marukva. They once sent to marukva. This time marukva sent to Rabbi Lazar. Another occasion, someone sent to marukva. Zimra min alon dosa. How do you know you're not allowed to sing? The end of Saita, we learned about singing. And if you remember, we had a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. There, Rashi learns only in a barn, you know, the wine place. And Tosfos says even at home. We'll have the same machlekes here. Singing. How do you know you're not allowed to sing at all? Sirtit again, he underlined, Marukva underlined the Kuslu, and he wrote the following pasuk: Al tismach Yisrael, do not rejoice, El Gil, with joy, Ba'amim, like the nations of the world, Ko'amim, like the nations of the world. So therefore, and he underlined that pasuk. Says the Gemara of Elishlam Hachim, there's another pasuk where it says, Bishil Yishtu Yayin, that you, with singing you should not drink wine, and Yemar, it should be bitter, Sheikha, the wine, Le Sheikh, those who drink it. So why don't you bring that pasuk? Now, Imahu, over there, having, I would have thought, Hani, Mila, Zimel, Mono, only we play with instruments. So, Shir usually means with an instrument. Abo, the Puma, Shari, but singing songs, you're allowed to. Commercial, even singing, allowed to. So, not only an instrument, but even singing. But where are we talking about? So, Rashi, Zimra, second line, L'shoyri, Bebeis, HaMishtois. Rashi clearly again says, we're talking about singing in a bar. Not at home or a stam, but just in a bar. Yehmar, Sheikhad, Yehmar, bitter. The Mona, Kinner, Ahab. However, look in Tesis. Zimra Menolan Das, let's do Tesis. Peter's Bekuntis, Rashi learns, L'shoyded Bebeis HaMishtois, to sing at a bar. Chemashma and a tavern. Chemashma, and so it seems, Medikama, the Pasuk, the other Pasuk they bring is, V'lishtach Le'mahacha, why don't we use the following Pasuk? Bashir Lo Yishtu Yain. No, it's an association of singing and wine. That's levity, that's a raucous, that's a different kind of singing. That kind of loud singing is forbidden. But stam singing, you're allowed to come to Rashi. We pay the basa the seita. Tonight we learn mishabot the Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin ceased to operate, botl shir bebeis hamishtois, they cancel singing all the bars. It says bishir lo yishtodain. So we see clearly that pasuk is used for taverns. However, says Tosfos, v'ro lahachmir, I believe it should be machmir b'kiyotze, similar, not even in a bar, just singing anyway. Why? Dahu b'dishalmi, because in b'feirish yishalmi, the shalmi says, The havikoyim, when you wake up in the morning, the damich, and when you go to sleep at night, bezimra, with singing, shemis anig biyaisir, you have too much pleasure, and that's terrible. The Rishalmi associates with this pasuk, to give an example, waking up in the morning and go to sleep with singing, the song. So we see it under the bar, it's just bechal, that state of euphoria, being happy. However, says Tesis, v'shir shel mitzvah shari, what do I allow? I'm very machmer. What do I allow? Only by mitzvah. The marshal, b'shas chuppah, sh'oisim, tamechas, and v'kala, then you allow to. Back to the Gemara. Amalei, Rav Huna bar Nosa Rav Ashi, Rav Huna bar Nosa Rav Ashi, Maidich Siv, this that it says in Yeshua, when they split the different countries, it says, the following cities, Kina, Dimoina, v'ad Adam. What are the meaning of these countries? Amalei, so Rav Ashi said, what do you mean? What's the problem? He is counting the cities of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, otu anola yedaini. You think I don't know the Misaf said Yisrael kachoshi? You don't think I know that he's counting the cities of Eretz Yisrael? El Rav Gvia Magiza, Rav Gvia from the city of Agiza. Ama Bataima, he actually dashes because says there were 28 cities and the poil that 34. And why if six and not part of 28? Because these six are not cities really. What do you mean? They have a message. Koshi yes, this is Dashes. The first city there is called Kina. Koshi yesh le Kina. Anyone that has anger on somebody else, al chaveri. But Vidimona, where they have the nuclear plant. Vidimin, but he's quiet, doesn't go and complain to the authorities. Then what happens is va'ad ada. What's ad ada? That sheichin adiyah, the one who lives forever, the Eibushter oisaladin will take care of it for you. You're not asking the Eibushter to take care of it for you. The Eibushter will take care of it for you. Rashi. Tais already asked in all the Gemara. We said that if you dive into the Eibushter to take care of your enemies, you'll be punished first. So how can the Gemara say for you the whole time that if you don't complain, and you just ask the Eibushter to take care of you? Especially in the Gemara before, where the Gemara says, Hashke v'harev and heim kolim alein. Tais has answered an interesting point. Tais says, when do we say that if you dive in that someone else should be, the Eibushter should punish them, is you could have taken to the Dintayra. And the Tata, it's a proper case, and you might have won. And there you would sort out if you're right or wrong. And you didn't, and instead you dive into the Eibush to punish them, and the Eibush punishes you. Because first of all, who said you're right? And the Harai, you don't go to the Tata means you're not 100% sure you're right. So don't think you're being a tzaddik by not going to the Tata. Or if you don't want to get the Tata, then don't dive in that they should be punished. Can't have it both ways. So that's Ridash. Omalei, so he said to Rav Ashi, okay. El Mayata, tell me the next three cities, because 28 it says that 28 cities, the part of the 34. The next three cities, El Mayata, these other cities, which is Tzaklag, Umadmana, Visansano, Hochinami, tell me who the droshes are. Amalei, he said to him, well, to tell you the truth, I have it of Gvia, Mibbe, Agiza Hocha, had of Gvia from Agiza, been here, Havi Omatai would have said something. I don't know what it is, but he would have said something. Rav Acha, Mibbe, Chazoya, Rav Acha, Chazoya, you know what, I'll give it a try. Hochi, this is what I say. Anybody has a taina that you're stealing my food, you're stealing my panasa on his friend. The daimim doesn't complain. That sheichin besneh, the Eibushter who rests in the sneh, will take care of it. Will take care of it. Rashi. Now the continuation of the Gemara is, we said before, that daim la Hashem is chaloi, don't go complain. This is a continuation, don't complain. Rashi, kina kas mach matzah. Whenever you're angry, because somebody caused you pain, that's called kina. Shetzar. Kina ulosha shadim is abed al riba. He's upset about those who argue with him, or takes offense with others argue with other people. Mekane kanasi like Pinchas. You know, it wasn't personal, but he took the anger of the Eibushter. What Cosby did. Mekane kanasi. Sakas legima shegoizel mimenu that you're stealing from me. How? The Yoded Lechayiv, you're going into my panasa, Lisharim is an Isav. You are competing with me and you're taking away my panasa. Back to the Gemara. Oh, my lay reish gulusa l'Rav Huna, the head of the Golos said to Rav Huna, you're saying you're not allowed to sing because of the Churban Bayit. What about Kalila, the crowns that the Chassanim used to wear by a Chassan? Rashi says, Kalila, how you're oisin at Torah, they make crowns to Chassanim, yes, Shalzov, some were gold, some were kes silver, tzavuois, they were colored. And they had all kinds of artwork on it. Big gofris v'melach with made out of sulfur and salt. Kikoidi Nile, whatever that is. The yesh and the other times we made out of vetted. The Gemara Saita says vetted v'hadas, made out of roses and myrtles. Minol does a heinu al chasen. Says back to the Gemara, heinu al chasen should wear it. Amalei midrabbanan. That's only. It's not a din. It's only midrabbanan. It's exeidim because the churim buys it. Now and we learn then to say to the pool mushal Aspasianus when Aspasian of Vespasian came and attacked Edesrael before he found out that he became the king. Gozru ala Torah's chasanim. The first they said the chasanim they don't need to wear these crowns anymore. Vale Eidus, and also this Eidus thing that's a bell with one Glock, they shouldn't have other. Make a lot of noise, don't make things too cheerful. Adahachi, in the meantime, okay, and then in the Mishnah we learned, and later on when Titus took over, and there were two stages, came much worse, they even removed from the Kala. Adahachi, come and Avhuna lafnuya. Avhuna walked out of the room. Now, but the Reish Glusa asked Avhuna this question, and Avhuna answered that a chasen doesn't wear a crown, and then he walked out of the room, lafnuya, to go to the bathroom. Then Rav Chizr was a Talmud Rav Huna, didn't want to speak in front of his Rebbe. He waited for his Rebbe to walk out. Omele Rav Chizr turned around and says, Kroksi, it is a Pasik. He said it's only Rabbanan. I actually found the Pasik. The Pasik says in Tanakh, Koyaman Hashem Alekim, this is what Hashem said, Hosed Hamitz Nefes, remove the hat, Vahodim Watorah, and lift up the crown. Remove the crown when the hat is removed. Who wears? Then it says the pasuk Zois Loi Zois. This and not this. Hashvela Hagbeya. That those which are downtrodden low, you lifted up. Bagavoya. That was high. Hishpil, you lowered. Now let's get to the first part of the pasuk. What in the world does a hat have to do with a crown? I'm going to tell you. Bisman shemitznefesh barosh kohen gadol. While the kohen gadol. Why the Kohen Gadol wears his hat? Now, Taisa already explains that there's a difference between a mitznefes and a magbas. A Kohen Hedid wore a magbas because he didn't wear a tzitz, and because he didn't wear a tzitz, he wore a bigger hat. The Kohen Gadol had to wear a tzitz, so his hat had to be smaller. That's a mitznefes. So sometimes the word mitznefes includes all the Kohen's hat, but sometimes, to my Kohen Gadol, like over here, to my Kohen Gadol, it's called a mitznefes. When the Kohen Gadol no longer wears his hat, in other words, after the Churban Bayis, then no one should wear, the Chasani should wear the crown. Everyone loses their hat. That's when he says a pasuk. Rashi, Rav Chizda Talmidoi, Shel Rav Huna, he was a student. Lahavi Meishi before him, never speak in front of his dad. But the Chikarav, come Rav Huna, he went out. Amalei Rav Chizda, Shlusa, Kroksi, and Fezha Pasik. Ma inyan valei mitznefes, mebik de kuna du the Kohen. Says he invited Adahachi. In the meantime, also Rav Huna came back and he overheard the conversation. Ashkina Rav said, "Omalei Elakim, midrabbanan." I don't know what you're talking about. It's not even Kabbalah. This whole thing is getting abanan because churban bias. Elachizda Shimcha. Your name is Chizda. The Chizdayim Milach, and your words are beautiful. It's nice drasha, but that's not pshat. Rashi. Elakim midrabban ain't osir el midrabbanan. It's osir midrabbanan. The crow about Torah Shem Melech Harid, when it says over there that when the Kohen Gadol is functioning, the king, the crown isn't there. Not the crown of a chassan, the crown of a king. So Misnabe, he was saying prophecy, Shetibotl HaKuhuna, that the Kuhuna will stop, V'yigala Tzikiyo B'goyla, after Yechonya Tzikiyo took over for 11 years, and the Tzikiyo will end up in Golas as well. However, Chizdoi Mila Chassudim B'noyin V'recha. Taisa is a beautiful word. And the very last line of the page, Taisa says, he says over here, whatever it is, he says, even if you want to argue that mitznefes is a hat of an ordinary kohen, so why does the Gemara say that you remove the hat from the kohen gadol, the chassan doesn't wear a crown? Why limit the kohen gadol when all the kohenim stop functioning? And this hat is the name of the hat for all the kohenim. So it's a beautiful thing. Even if you want to say that the hat for the kohen hedges is the same as kohen gadol, nokad hacha b'rosh kohen gadol, why do we say the head of a kohen gadol? The only ones who are not allowed to wear a crown are chassanim. And can the mefadish, like it says, like I just explained, ke'ein kohen gadol, and a chassan is like a kohen gadol, shehu roish v'sar be'yisrael, he is a leader by Yidin. We always say chassan daim melech, which is the Pirkei Rabbeleizer. Taisa says here that a chassan is daim melech kohen gadol. So mitznef is definitely a generic term. He just said that. Mitznef can be a generic term or it can be a Kohen Gadol term. It can be either one. But he's saying here that every chassan is doing a Kohen Gadol. So this is new drush. If you ever go to Shavu Rachas, you can start talking about a chassan doing a Kohen Gadol. What exactly is like a Kohen Gadol? Back to the Gemara. Back to the Pasik. Oh, sorry. Ashkel Mar Baravashi. They once found Ravashi's son Mar. David Godul Kilil Bart. He himself was weaving a crown for his daughter. Interesting, he himself was doing it for his daughter. We just said that we took away the crowns after Churban Bayis. What are you doing? Don't you believe in this thing we just said before, that when there's no mitznefes, even though we just said, Abuna just said that the pasuk is not right, but still drush, but the fact is right. You're right. A kohen gadol is only by men. Men stop wearing crowns. Women are allowed to look pretty, even though we learned at the end of Saita that we removed certain things, but they still wore out of wool. They still wore crowns. The tiara over there, they took away the shalayim sazar, but they still wore something. My zayis like this, but not this. Daughter of Ravida, Zimnin, Ravida Dashin, and every time Ravida Dashin, every time most of the time Dashins, Zimnin, sometimes only Meshel Rami, Zimnin only Meshel Rabasi. The Am Rabasi seemed to be saying the same thing, and sometimes he would say it over in his name, and then know his name. Mishah Shama Kodesh Baruch Yisrael. When Abraham said, "Hashem is never my Torah," remove the crown. Am Rabasi Kodesh Baruch Hu Bein Yisrael. Zayis lehenli Yisrael. Is this what deserved the Eden? Shekdimul Fanecha Besinei Nasel Nishma. We gave them all those crowns because they stood by Hasin. They said Nasel Nishma. Why? Why are you taking away the crown? Amalem, he said, you ask Zois, Loizoi, these are not the same people. Lehenli Yisrael, these are Yidin, Sheishpilos Agvoya, things which are lofty ideas, they put them down. And Big Beashav, things which are worthless, they suddenly give respect and they honor and they lift it up. The Hamidu Tselem Behechel, plus they put a statue into the Beis HaMikdash. Who is it specifically talking about here? I'm not sure. Unless he's a Cheskel, it's all part of Yecheskel's Nevuah, and he's talking at that time. But who would have put in Yitzhak Yodin to do it? Or the Eden, I guess the Kain, sorry? Well, how do we get back to Menashe?
It was a time.
Yeah, but we're talking now Yecheskel, many years later. Why are we now talking about Eden being punished now for what Menashe did? Maybe, I don't know. Rashi, no Rashi. Back to the mother, yes, because Menashe did something wrong, so the rest, all the reading in a few generations. That's an individual. Okay, said Dash and Zimnin. Sometimes all the Meshmed Abami is only Meshmed Asi. He's talking about Avida and Avasi. We say another thing. My Dichsiv. It says a pasuk. Koya Mar Hashem. Hashem says Im Shleimim. If you just have enough money, exactly to live on the Chayin Rabim, especially if you have more than what you need to live on. V'chein, this is what you should do. Nagoizu, you should cut part of it, share part of it off. And what should you do? And give it to tzedakah v'avra, and pass it out. Give it to tzedakah. What does that mean? Im roya adam. If a person sees Hashem as a neisim mitzutzamim, he sees he barely ekes out a living. Yeah, don't think, okay, I got to keep it off myself. Yasim en tzedakah. Even from that little you make, give some of it to tzedakah. The chosh kechim rum. Should we make a lot of money? You got to give a lot to tzedakah. My v'chein nagoizu v'avra. Cut it off, share it off, and you'll cross. What does that have to do with anything? Tana Bishmol, this is what it means. Kol ha-goyz is min chasav. Anybody cuts a part of his estate, but oisim met tzedakah and gives to tzedakah, nitzel medina shel gehenim, will be rescued, say, from gehenim. Marshal, an example, shtei dechil, two sheep, shaya oivnes b'mayin, they're crossing the water. Achas gezuzah, one was completely shorn, v'achas eni, the one was completely covered with wool. Gezuzah, the one was covered with wool, avra, was able to swim across because the wool helped him float. The one who was cut off, Avraham was able to swim because the wool didn't hold him back. Usha'ena Gzuza, and the one that was not cut off, he had this extra bundle, like Avraham wasn't able to cross. So the same thing over here. The Ini Sicha, he came right in the middle of the beautiful Gemara, top of the page. Amud Bey, Zayim Bey. The Ini Sicha, and I, it says in the Pasuk, and I will punish. The pasuk la'anchay will no longer punish you. What I mean, Omazutra, filu oni hamispan zdokah. Go further. Till now, we're talking about a guy who had just enough money to live on. Even if you don't have enough money to live on, in fact, you collect zdokah to live. Yas is zdokah. You give from that money some zdokah yourself. And if you do that, even though v'inisich, I'm punishing you la'anchay, I will no longer punish you. Tanab Yosef shuv emad le'siman anias. Then the Eibusha will make sure you're no longer poor. You'll become well-to-do. So now you have to give zdokah. Rashi v'nisicho loyan choy sefer ukrahu end of the pasuk. Beautiful gemara. Back to the gemara Gittin. This is one of the only gemaras in Shas that we have one sugya for six blot in a row. Six blot. Rabba and Rava. It went to Lavava Mabez in the bottom. I don't remember another gemara sugya that went so long. One topic. Okay, we're up to Zion and Mabez at 2.3 lines on the top with Morgan Snachster. Yes. Reb, okay, in our Mishnah it said we had Rabbi Yehuda argues the maid. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rekem is the eastern boundary and Rekem is part of Chutzlaris. Ashkelon is the southern boundary and Ashkelon is part of Chutzlaris, and Tayseri says it to Ashkelon. Akkui was the northern boundary, and we said that the city of Akkui is split in half and it's outside of Yisrael. The maid disagrees. The maid said that Akkui is part of Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Merekel and Mizrach Lememru comes out from the Gemara here. The Akku, let's find the Registral Kaima. Where's Akku in the north side of Registral? For Aminu, the Gemara's question, according to the Ashes, would be that Akku is not the north of Registral. Akku is in the east of Registral, which the Rishayim have a hard time understanding because everyone knows that Akku is on the water. How can it be in the east side of Registral? For Aminu, we ask a question. Hoye Mahale, that's a taste in others' ass. Hoye Mahale, you were going, Ma'akku Likziv. You traveled from Akku to Kziv, north. The Yemina, the road there, if you're looking at the right side, the Mizrach HaDerech on the east side of the road, Tameya. It's Tamei Mishum Eretz Amin. That's outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's like Eretz Amin. Uptudim in a Maise. If you have a farm, then you grow things. You don't have to give any Maise. Umin HaShvi for Shemitah. Because it's not part of Yisrael. Achi Yivad Lo Shechevez. Unless you know, because it's not a straight line, and the line curves out and so on. Unless you know for a fact that the line, the boundary of Yisrael, curved into your property. But otherwise, we automatically assume to the right of this road is Chutz Laretz. Miss Moila, if you go on the left of this road, Lemaidiv to the west, Haderech Tehedim Shorazam, the left of it, to the, all the way to the water, is all Etzisro. So it's Tehedim. The Chayev is Bemaisiv Shviz, and if you plant anything there, Yechayim Shmita, Yechayim Bemaisiv. Achi, Yvadaloch, unless you know, Sheep Tudor, unless you know for a fact that maybe that part of it is Chutzlog. Otherwise, it's definitely Etzisro. Ad Hechen, how far from Akku, north of Akku? Ad Kziv until Kziv. Until Kziv. And Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yisrael, and you look at Rashi, you see the picture. So you have Israel, you see the picture over here. So you have the north, which is Akku, and according to Rashi's picture, Akku is in the center, not near the water, but Akku is in the center, and it's and that's the eastern boundary because east of that is already Eretz Amim, and then you go all the way up to Kziv further north. And Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Shmuel, we've ad lavloy. You don't know this is Rashi. It might be a printer who did this.
To make it fit better.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it didn't fit the page. And Rabbi Shmuel, but he said, Ad Lavlavoy. I'm not sure where Lavlavoy is. Maybe it's further north than Kziv. I don't know. Let's do Rashi. Rashi. You say Akkad is Soif north. From what this Braisa seems to say, it's the eastern boundary. Right? We're saying everything on the right of it is Chutz Laretz. So it's the eastern boundary. Maybe northeastern, but it's eastern. Right now, we think the Akku Kaima Begvul Mizrocha Shadisrol is on the eastern boundary, Moshuch Mimiktoya, and it's sticking out at the end, Tzfain is on the northern end, Yom or Yemayim, the Tzaradorim. We think right now it's not on the northern point, we think right now it's 1 or 2 days' travel south of the northernmost point, because we're saying that you continue going from Akku to Kziv. This map raises the answer to the Gemara we're seeing here, right? Right now, we think that you take the map of Yisrael and push it all the way up to Kziv. Push all the way up to Kziv. And Akku is in the middle of Yisrael, 1 or 2 days, you know, south of the northern point of Yisrael. But Akku is the eastern border. It's not even the northern border, it's the eastern border. That's what we think right now. The moral answer is that it's a northern border and then there's a thin strip that goes. Right now, we don't know that. And Kziv, right now, we think, is on the that's the northeastern corner. And you follow the road. That's the tower, border of Yisrael. You follow, that's the boundary of Yisrael. You follow the road leading from Akku to Kziv. You're going the eastern boundary, all the way across. The eastern boundary. The right is what? Chutz Laretz. Tameya ha'aretz shidimiyamitzil is the right of the road. Shemeretz amim the gozer two more times chutz laretz uptura kedin chutz laretz ad shivadu laklaim la'olam cheskizimim aderech ma'akuv akziv eretz amim. We always assume that it's considered goyish land. And the king told the market jim la'baki kan haderech misakim. Unless our next but tells you though here the road curves a little bit. V'yitnichat ha'inay zol k'tas v'yimin aderech haveretz yisrael l'mayda the west lavlavoy. Other guy says lavlavoy shame makim someplace alma akku. What is he from here? Akku meshuchel tzadarim. We see from here akku is not the northern boundary. It's the eastern boundary. But it's 1 or 2 days' travel south of the northern boundary. Uksib mitzay kziv is the northern boundary. So we answer back to the Gemara. By answers, there's a little thin strip. There's a little thin strip, and therefore Akku is a northern border, but then there's a very thin strip that continues from Akku to Kaziv, and therefore the right is Yisrael, is Chutzlars, and so on. But Akku is a northern border. Rashi, the Tzu, Nafka, La'elam Akku, but suffered in Bo Yisrael. It's a northern corner. Ela, the Tzu, Ktara Yitzas, is a narrow strip. Oid, Ma'akku, Litzatzal, from Akku to north, Vahim, Yisrael. And now we no longer think it's the eastern corner, it could be now towards the west. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. The Yohiv Tana Simana Hachi. Would a Tana give a simon for one narrow road? Would the Tana give us all these? The Tana give us all of these. Use the road as your reference point to know what's Eretz Yisrael, what's Chutz La'aretz. It's Rashi. The Yoav Tana Simana Atmu Mitama. We're wondering. Mi Chashiva Chodur Tzua, is one road that significant? Lasnuchi Tana Simana. Allah, use that as your reference point. And the Gemara, yes, in back to Gemara. Kronami Yoav Simana. Even in the Tanakh, we see that sometimes they use a road as a reference point. Yichsiv. It says the pasuk Vayoyimru. They said. Hinechag Hashem b'shiloi. There's a yom to b'shiloi. Miyamim yamima, from the past few days. Where is this place? Hashem mitzvoyna lebeiskel. It's on the north side of Beiskel. Mizrocha Hashem esh lemesila. The sun rises on the east from the road. So what are we using as the pointer, the reference? The road. Ha'oila. This road we're talking about is a road that goes from Beiskel to Shchema, from the Beiskel to Shchem, which is on an angle. Umenegev lebeina. And from the south to Levina. So look at Rashi here. So anyway, bottom line is we're using a road as a reference point. Rashi, Krona Mesimon, the two again, Mesila road. Vomera Papa Mizoch, Mesila. Come, I was talking about the east of the road. Fatel Palimon. I was in the east of the road. We're using the road as a reference point. Come, Makro, the Kaima, Shila. Where is Shila? You want to know where Shili is? The Hamitzvayna, the Beiskel, Ksiv, it's the north side of Beiskel. Al Koch, Mizrach, Hashem, and when you say the east, the sun rises. We're saying Shili is in the east side where the sun rises, the east of the road. That's how you can find Shili. So we're using the road as a reference point, and you look at the right of that road. The right of that road is where Shili is. Al Koch, Mizrach, Hashem, I'm Silikoi, Shili is Mitzvah, the Beiskel, Shili is north of the Beiskel. Uba Mizrach Hashem Mesila, it's the east side of this road. Uba Dreimish Alevina, and also the road goes from Shila to Shchem. The road here shows straight up. It's not how it should be. The road should be from Shila on an angle, diagonally, going across the Shchem. And he's telling you that right on the right side of that road. Otherwise, why are we using the road as a reference point when Lecheda? You could have used base scale as a reference point. It's if it's on the right of base scale. So the picture doesn't look right. I don't know, but it doesn't look right. But he's bringing the side that the Mashor made this picture. Sorry? Okay. But and he's on the side, the Mashor. It should be the angle, yeah, and that's what it should be. But he brings it, the Mashor is the one who made this picture. In fact, on the previous one it says, Tzirzeh Eina Mipidish Rashi Klal. None of these pictures are from Rashi. Interesting. And Rashi, you know why the first picture is not Rashi? Because Rashi holds it's on the northeastern corner. And what do you have Akku there? In the center. Taish is the one who says it's in the center. Rashi says it's on the corner. So the picture. Yeah, it should be on the right side. Yeah, it says it's not from Rashi. Yeah, in fact. Exactly. This is Taish's. This is Taish's. Taish is the one who holds the Akku center. We hold Akku. The Rashi thought Akku was on the northeastern corner. And the end Akku is on the side. It's on the water Akku. So it's on the.
Yeah. Why did the Bacher Zetze take the Mashor's diagram and put it into Rashi?
I don't know.
Make the Ksav fit on the page.
Either that or the Bacher Zetze didn't understand the Machlekes Rashi thesis. Who were these Bacher Zetze? Some of them were big time Chachamim, some of them were just editors.
Some of them were better than Bogim in Israel.
Exactly. Back to the Gemara. What's the map there?
I'm trying to find Shchem. Oh.
To find Shiloh, to find Shchem, and see if it's a straight line or diagonal.
Today, Shilu, the same
Shilu
as the one.
And Shchem is definitely the same Shchem. Yosef is there. Yekevi Yosef. Okay, back to Gemara. Tani Chad, a little one, but I say, maybe get the Sfinah. If you bring a get on a ship, you ride a get on a ship in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, do you have. We just said before in Eretz Yisrael, you don't say for an Echter because you everyone has to learn and people are always there. What happened? You rode it on a ship, going on, you know, on a cruise line. Do you have to say before an Echter when you pass, give it to a Shliach or not? So he, the first Brai says, Kim, maybe Eretz Yisrael, no different, no before an Echter. Comes along with Tanya, another Brai says, Kim, maybe Bechutz Lares, a ship in the water is like outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's going on here? What's the machlekes? Amar Rabbi Yemir. The Gemara will give a number of attempts to explain, a number of ways. Rabbi Yemir said, Lekasha, Ho Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Rabbana. There's actually an argument of Rabbi Yehuda regarding Maiser. How do we treat if you plant things on the boat? Is it considered like Ezrael Chutzlaretz? It's the same machlekes regarding a get. Is it Ezrael Chutzlaretz? Ditnan, what's the story? They be learned in the Mishnah, Offer Chutzlaretz, Habob is Svina Laretz. If you bring sand from Chutzlaretz on the ship, so we don't care where the sand comes from, what we care is where it grows. Where does it get its sustenance from? Is but since you're now on a ship in Eretz Yisrael, in the waters of Eretz Yisrael, it's like Eretz Yisrael, you have to give mice and all that. The sand came, it doesn't matter. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, even though Tosafot says normally Amosai means he's not arguing, explaining here, they're arguing. Amosai, when do we say that? If the ship is on the floor, on the water, so therefore there's gaining nourishment directly from the ground, because we know that under the water, under the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, they're all part of Eretz Yisrael. It's the water itself that isn't. So if the ship is touching the contiguous with the dirt underneath, then it's Eretz Yisrael. Aval Eina Svinagosheshes Potter. But if the ship is floating, then it's not Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda holds the water of Eretz Yisrael not Eretz Yisrael, therefore you have to save it for an Echter. And the Chacham say that the ship, the water of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, and therefore...
You're talking about the boat going up the Jordan River. You're not talking about...
Interesting. So every time you go swimming in the Yarden, you're going Chutzlaretz. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael only for three reasons. Talmud Torah, to get married, or for business.
Cooling down is not one of them.
It's cooling down one of them. So how are you allowed to go swimming in any river, actually? Don't you say Yarden? Any river in Eretz Yisrael is not Eretz Yisrael. How are you allowed to swim in the rivers? You can have all of them. How are you going to do that? According to this. Abayi says, Ha v'ha Rabbi Yehudi. No, now that you mention Rabbi Yehudi, you can say everything was Rabbi Yehudi. Remember Rabbi Yehuda said that if the ship touches the ground, it's Eretz Yisrael, and the water, it's Chutzlaretz. Say, that's what happened. The Braisa that says that it's like Eretz Yisrael, talking, touching ground. The Braisa says, not Eretz Yisrael. Now, what kind of ship? Lekotche, Kambas Mansha Ein HaSvinig is not touching ground, but Kambas Mansha is touching ground. Rashi. How maybe get between the Shenichta, between Rot and the ship, because I thought that the Horus is all come on. Right now, we think we're talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. Kimei Eretz Yisrael, Kila Mevia Derech Yabosha, through dry land, Vein Tzor Olay Mefinoy Nach, you have to say it, but Tan Yidach Kimei Vechut Ladash, Hanor Ein Loi Teiras Yabosha, rivers do not have the din of land, L'chol Teiras, L'chol Teiras Ha'aretz. So every time you swim, it's Chutz Laretz.
So you got a mikveh?
So if you go to the beach in Tel Aviv, you go to Chutzlaretz.
I'm saying it. What if you're in a swimming pool or a mikveh?
It's
a
whole Teiras Ha'aretz. Sorry? Yeah, anything. Makes no difference. Yeah, but that's the offer underneath. Not the water. Rashi says, L'chol Teiras Ha'aretz.
But does that apply to a small body of water, like a pool?
Oh, that, if you look at this, I don't know. If we're
kind of every time a person goes to mikveh, theoretically, it's what's all
no, no. If it's indoor, for sure not. It's from a river in the Horus. Of Chutzlaretz, remember the water comes from outside as well. It's outside water, the water is not local. Now it doesn't matter where the offer comes from. The main thing that matters is where are you planting. Rashi holds that if the sphin is made out of cheres, then automatically it's a yinika, and so on. But if it's made out of eights, you have to puncture a hole. If it's made out of eights, it's automatically yinik. If it's made out of cheres, you have to puncture a hole. You don't have to puncture a hole. Im hoisim munachas bekarka, sitting on the ground because it's able to absorb the minerals and so on. Kidama b'menachas. Chayevet b'maisa b'shvish. And horish b'yisrael. Had him like b'yisrael. Goy sheshes megash sheshes bekarka. It's contiguous to the ground. She'ein hamayim amukim. It's not deep there. The Gemara writes, "Ebazeh, the Gemara, Amar Abzeda, Otzitz Naku. If you have a potted plant that's punctured, Hamunach Al Gabi Yisaidus. It's not sitting in the water; it's sitting in the air, suspended in the air on four pegs. Yeah, I understand. And it's punctured, so the Chayda is getting sustenance, but it's not touching the ground. There's air in between. How would that be the same Machlekes of Chachamim with water? Chachamim say when it comes to water, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the air itself is also Eretz Yisrael. And the Yehuda says it has to touch the ground. Maybe." Here also, bonal machleik lechayv. This is machleik. The bira bonal is identical. Rashi bonal rabbanon avida command the manch. The rabbanon hold that avid vetesrol is just like the water. It's part of vetesrol. Or Rabbi Yehuda loy mechayv b'maisim of the raisa ad the mancha aro. The ear vetesrol, not vetesrol. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava dim alohi. No, lav dafke. I can argue as follows. Ad kan lekom Rabbi Yehuda hasam. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that has to touch the ground because there's water in between? Ships are not steady, they're unstable, they keep on moving all the time. That's what the ship does. It moves all the time. Therefore, there's no stability here. You can't say it's part of the ground unless it's touching the ground. even though it'll move away, but at least it's touching the ground. Aval otzit she'enu osel v'reich, this is permanent here, you put this potter plant here. Loi, so maybe what, that even though there's avid in between, Rabbi Yehuda would be made that this considered is attached to the ground. It gets nutrients in the ground and so on. Rashi asui levroyach kolim ipnei shehi mahaleches kosher, it's constantly traveling. So you might write it. Or inami, I can argue fakir. Ad kan lekomi rabbanos. You know what rabbanos say over there by a ship, even though it's on the water, it's considered as if it's edusrol elabisvin. You know why? Dilem mafsik avida. There's nothing. There's no air in between. What do you have? Water. The maya ki ada smichta dami. You know what water does? Water lifts the ground. That the ground is no longer the dirt underneath. The ground is the water itself. It's like thick ground. Aval otzis, when it comes to this potted plant, what's between the plant and the ground? Just empty air, nothing, space. The mafsik avida loy. Maybe rabbanos. It's not touching the ground. It's Israel. Rashi, the mafsik avida bein tzvinu la'ore, between this ship and the ground. Ain shum avid, there is no space. Umaye ka'ara smichadam, and water is like thick ground. So that's one answer. Comes the Nach Vitzchak and says, I think that the two brises are arguing, has you understood they're talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, and you have therefore two answers. If it's, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, or Rabbi Yehuda touching and not touching. I say, we're not talking about the rivers of Eretz Yisrael. The river of Eretz Yisrael, there's no machlekes whatsoever. Now what? It's Eretz Yisrael. Everyone agrees that it's Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we say today all the rivers are Eretz Yisrael. Eloki pligi v'yama God, the Mediterranean. Now the Gemara is fascinating when the Gemara talks about here. The boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, you'll fall off your seat tomorrow. You'll see where the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael are. You'll see where how far in the machlekes Rashi and Tesis. Unbelievable. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.